Vince Music here with the Friar Hockey Blog, and we are fortunate to be joined today by Hal Gill, who is a Providence alum and the current defenseman for the Montreal Canadiens and assistant captain. So thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Really appreciate it. First question, relate what it's like playing in Montreal with passionate hockey fans like they are. I mean, it's obviously the pride of French Canada. Is there an American equivalent that you can think of, you know, just to help us relate to what it's like in Montreal?
Yeah, it's a definitely a different atmosphere. There's not a lot going on up in Montreal except for hockey. So I'd say it's like the Red Sox in Boston, the Yankees in New York. It's their pride. It's their religion. It's the only thing in town and the only thing that matters at times. So when we get down to this time of year, it's a big focus for the. It's a rallying point for the whole city and for Quebec itself. So it's pretty exciting playing there.
To be an American and to actually be one of the captains of the Canadiens, does it come with any special burden or privilege or anything you can think of? Is it different in that respect, or is it just one of those things where, hey, it's a job, I do it, and I go from there?
No, they won't allow that to be just a job. It's a matter of pride up there, and I learned that being part of the 100 centennial celebration that they had. You know, it was something you learned a lot about the history of the Canadiens, and you realize that you're something special. It doesn't matter where you're from or what you do. You're part of it now, and it's a special thing.
So looking back over the course of your career, you played only a grand total of 4 games in the minors. You went played 4 years with the Friars. Then you pretty much jumped right to the NHL, which is really unusual nowadays. Most kids, you know, they get drafted high enough. They play 1-2 years, they're out. It's really unusual for a guy to stay 4 years. Looking back, did staying 4 years, how did it help your career?
I think it helped a lot. You know, I did a lot of growing at Providence. You know, not just physically and getting stronger, but you know, mentally becoming learning how to handle myself. When I went to Providence, I was a kid, and I left a man, and that was a big step for me. Is taking all those little baby steps and making it to the end.
So how's the family doing? I know your father of 2 girls, and it's Sophie, and I can't remember the other one.
Isabel, yeah.
Isabel. So how's fatherhood going? How's the family adjusted to life in Montreal?
Great. My 6-year-old Isabel is fluent in French now after 1 year being there. The 3-year-old is trying, but has enough hard enough time with the English language. So, but it's fun. It's a whole different feel. It's a little bit like Europe there, so they're really embracing it. And my wife has some roots in Quebec, so you know, it's nice to go back for her as well.
So I thought of this on the way over today. It's something you got to think of, you know, in fatherhood. These things will come faster than you think. So knowing what you know now, will you ever let your daughters date a hockey player?
You know what? I always say no, but you know, I find that hockey players are good guys. There's a lot of nitwits out there, but I think you're going to get a nitwit.
Well, you'll find a nitwit anywhere you go. So,
Yeah, exactly. So you know, I think for the most part, hockey players are good guys. I wouldn't mind that too much, just as long as it's the right one.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for your time, Hal. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.